We are waiting for the start of today's hearing, expected in a few minutes, of the House Select Committee investigating January 6. It could be the committee's final investigative public hearing into former President Trump's role in the Capitol attack. NPR congressional correspondent Claudia Grisales joins us for a preview. Hi, Claudia.
Hi there.
So there are no live witnesses expected at today's hearing. What has the committee said about what they're hoping to cover?
Right. They said this hearing is going to look a little different than the hearings we saw this past summer, where they were presenting their investigative findings. But it was all divided up during this series of hearings by topic. For example, we could see the chair open the hearing, a member could lead it, or two members could lead this topic, and the chair and the vice chair would close it. And so what's going to be different this time is each member is going to take an equal part. There won't be just one topic. They will step back and take a broader look at their investigative findings. And as you noted, no live witnesses, but what we could hear is new testimony we have not heard before. We may see new witnesses we have not seen before, but all in this mission to tell a broader story, if you will, in this final investigative hearing for the committee.
Got it. So a lot has happened since the committee's last high-profile hearing that was in the summer. They've interviewed Ginni Thomas, wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, and after text messages revealed her efforts to try to overturn the election. It's not clear if we'll hear from her today, but can you tell us more about why she's important?
Right. This has been a critical witness that the committee has been considering whether to talk to. How can we reach a deal with her to come in? And so they did finally reach this deal in recent weeks. She did go in and testify. I was there in the building where the committee takes this closed door testimony. And she was there for about 4 hours, including breaks. And so this was really important for the committee because she was in touch with some of these very high-profile witnesses that the committee is very interested in. This includes Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, all as part of this scheme to try and overturn the 2020 presidential election results. And so with that, however, we understand from one of the committee members, Representative Zoe Lofgren, that it was not filmed. So we're not expecting to see Ginni Thomas today, but it's possible we could hear some details of her testimony in terms of her role in this campaign.
Okay. And the committee's also obtained documents from the Secret Service, you know, about their communications that happened on the day on January 6th. We don't know what will be discussed, though. But have you heard anything? What do we know about these documents?
Right. So the vice chair of the committee, this is Liz Cheney of Wyoming, has said that 800,000 documents have been obtained from the Secret Service after there was a report earlier this past summer that there were messages, text messages deleted by the Secret Service in connection with this period around the January 6th attack. And so they did get a lot of documents, despite these missing text messages that were responsive to the request. And so what we understand today is they will be discussing some of these details of these materials they obtained. This could include, for example, emails of discussions related to the January 6th attack. And that's exactly some details that the committee has been wanting to share in a hearing, as we're expecting them to do today.
And the committee is going to be wrapping up soon, but it hasn't decided whether to issue subpoenas for former President Trump or even former Vice President Pence. What are some of the other outstanding issues the committee faces now?
Right. When it comes to Trump and Pence, there has been a lot of discussion about that, but it's very possible that they will pass on that because of the stage that they're at. They really need to focus on issuing their final report that has to be done before the committee is disbanded, basically by the end of the year. This is going to be a very extensive report. They could have more hearings around this report. And so that is going to be one of their biggest objectives. That said, they do continue to do some investigative work, they say, so we could hear more about that, as well as questions whether they'll do any more criminal referrals for any other witnesses. There was some discussion, for example, whether they should do one for former President Trump, but now it may be unlikely that they move forward with that or subpoenas for him or Pence.
And those referrals would be to the Justice Department. You know, I wonder if you have a sense of when we might see the final report.
Right. They say it could be, it has to be by the end of the year. So it could be as late as December. That's the month we're watching right now when they could issue this report.
Okay. Well, NPR congressional correspondent Claudia Grisales. Claudia, thank you.
Thank you much.